And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with you, Robert. You're here. We're here with the Prescott Chamber.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Great.
Great. And we have some very special guests today. We have our friends here from Yavapai College, Paychex, Prescott Media Center, and, of course, us, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Hi, I'm Jan Manolis. I'm running to represent you at the Arizona House of Representatives for LD1. I have over 20 years of law enforcement experience working for a large county sheriff's department. I stand strong for the rule of law. I honor the Second Amendment, and I support border security and every reasonable option to enhance community safety. A vote for me, Jan Manolis, is a vote for protecting our families, our homes, and our communities.
Paid for by Jan Manolis for Arizona House. Authorized by Jan Manolis.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona, How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're going to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon, everybody. Our first guest is from Yavapai College, Catherine Anderson and Lisa Schlegel. Did I say that right?
You did.
Yay! I'm so terrible with names. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I know you folks have lots to talk about from Yavapai College, so we'll just throw it off to you guys.
All right, thank you.
We sure do. Shall I start?
You start, Lisa.
Well, Yavapai College is turning 50 this fall.
Isn't that cool? Yay!
We started with our first class in adult basic electricity in fall of 1968 at what was then the Prescott High School location.
Nice.
And we have come a long way and 50 years of life-changing education since then. And we're inviting everybody to come celebrate with us. Because we have six campuses and centers around the county, we are doing six different events, and the first one is this weekend. So Friday, we're doing some kind of reunion for our nursing department and our nursing faculty and students, as well as an art gallery reception that is open to the public, and that's from 5 to 7:30 at the art gallery right next to the Performing Arts Center on the Prescott campus. And then the big day is on Saturday, August 25th. It starts early with a Dollars for Scholars fun run. If you haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. If you just show up at 7 a.m., you can sign up, and we'll be right in front of the Performing Arts Center on our campus. And then the kickoff for that will be at 8 o'clock.
And they can sign up online, Lisa, on that one?
They can sign up online or just show up and sign up that morning as well.
Perfect. Even easier.
And then we're going to have a fabulous block party, and that'll be from 10 to 2. And I'll let Catherine talk about the specifics there if you want to tell them a little more about that.
Yes, from 10 to 2 in what we call Parking Lot C at Yavapai College, which will be marked that day, we are going to have a block party featuring vendors from all over town that are going to be there selling some of their wares or just there to advertise what they have to offer the community. We're going to have jumping castles, inflatables, food trucks, shaved ice, face painting, lots of different activities going on for all sorts of age ranges. Some of the companies that will be in town or be in town at the block party include Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Risa Wearables, Mama's Smokin' Hot Sauce, Blind Dog Apparel, Heritage Park Zoo, Finley Auto Group, Yavapai Humane Society, Yavapai Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Goodwill, our Northern Arizona Sons, and that's just a few of them. We have over 20 that will be in attendance that morning and afternoon.
Well, I know as a chamber, we're excited to be a part of the festivities, and we're looking forward to really helping you celebrate.
Oh, yes. And speaking of helping us celebrate, we have from 10, starting at 10 o'clock that morning, we have a live band called Sugar and the Mint, which Prescott Chamber of Commerce is helping us to organize that event. So please start, be there at 10 a.m. in the morning. Join us for Sugar and the Mint. And then after Sugar and the Mint, we're also going to have Prescott's Got Talent.
Yes.
And it's not too late to register for that also. If you'd like to come show us what kind of talent you have, from singing to juggling to guitar playing, I don't know, you name it. you can go online and register for that. And the tryouts are tomorrow night. So it's not too late, but it's almost too late. So you can go online to our website,
50th, which is 50th.yc.edu.
Right.
There's no W's in that, by the way. 50th.yc.edu.
This is the college, remember.
So if you go online, you'll find all this information, and you'll see the link to go on there and register for the Prescott's Got Talent, and it will tell you all the specifications, the rules, the guidelines for all that, and get in there and just...
No fire, no swords, those kind of things.
Yeah, no dangerous things.
And then there's still more fun to be had after Prescott's Got Talent and the block party. At 2 o'clock, our college soccer team, YC Soccer, will be playing Irvine Valley College, and that's over at the Ken Lindley Field. And then our big show that evening is Jay Leno, who's coming to town.
Oh, wow.
There are still some tickets available. We'll be showing Jay in two locations, actually, in the Performing Arts Center, of course, but then also we're going to be video streaming it live into our community room, which is where our library is. So if you're looking for tickets and want to come over for a good time, you can show up about 6:30 at the community room and purchase those that evening. So we're going to have a full, fun day, and we really just want to make sure that this is for the community who has supported our college for the last 50 years, and that you come over and have a good time.
Wow. Sounds like a fun, fun event.
Oh, it will be.
And like Lisa said, it is a very much part of our community. You're a huge part of our community.
Well, we wouldn't exist. Okay, this is not going to make a whole lot of sense, but there's no community college without community, right?
There you go.
That's right.
And I just wanted to point out, too, you know, with the exception of the Jay Leno tickets later in the evening, this event from 10 to 2 is really no cost. I mean, the only cost involved is if you want to buy something from one of the vendors or if you want to eat. Otherwise, come by, watch the Sugar and the Mitt perform, go jump on the jumping castles, get some shaved ice.
I know Robert wants that.
Oh, actually, no, you can't. You have to pay for the shaved ice.
Yeah. Well,
get some cotton candy.
Exactly.
Get your face painted. All that is free.
Yeah.
But if you want to eat, you do have to pay for that. But otherwise, it's a free afternoon. So stop by, bring the kids, and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, bring the whole family.
Yes.
Yeah,
by
college. What a great place to have it.
Yeah, it is. And you have so much more going on. Let's talk a little bit about the next few.
The other events. Well, and because a lot of them are going to be folks who are listening to our show here would be available to come as well. The next event will be on September 15th at our Prescott Valley Center, which is right off of Glassford Hill Road there by the high school, by Bradshaw Mountain High School. That'll be 10 to 2, and the focus there is on health and wellness because it's our health and wellness and allied health area. And so there'll be areas focusing like mini classes in Zumba. If you haven't tried that, you can come over for a Zumba class. Nutrition, stress management. We're going to have actually free lunch there, so come on over for that.
Sounds good.
We're also going to have some demonstrations in with chair massages, a wheelchair challenge. We're going to have deskercise. So lots focused on that health and wellness and safety because those are the programs that we teach out there in that area. Then after that, we have over at our CTEC campus, which if you don't know where that is, it's on Ruger Road right next to the Ruger plant, and that will be on September 29th. That one's going to be a whole lot of fun because that's our career and technical campus. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, we're going to have drones out there. We're going to have robots out there. We're going to have robots bartenders out there serving beer. We're going to have airbrush that people can participate in, a dunk tank, an auto smash, ROV remote vehicles in the pool, actually, so they can have races, an automotive hidden parts assembly contest. So lots of fun out there, coin making and that sort of stuff. So everything that's really more technical. Shall I go on?
We have one more minute.
All right, really quick. Over in the Verde Valley on October 20th at our Verde Valley Clarkdale campus, we will also have a big celebration that will have a focus with our Southwest Wine Center, our culinary program, and our vineyard tours. There'll be some film focus because that's where our film program is based, and then ending with live music and dancing in the pavilion outside under the stars. Chino Valley, we're partnering actually with the Chino Chamber and doing a Harvest Fest on October 27th. So lots of fun with that, including a tractor pull and horses and those sorts of things. And then in our Sedona Center, we're going to wrap it up on November 3rd. And I mentioned earlier culinary over at Verde. I apologize. That's actually at our Sedona Center. So we're going to have classes in our culinary program and in our lifelong learning program out there, so 9 to 3. Please go onto the website, though, for all the details about these, because that's a lot of events to just try and
the website
is.
Again. You better throw that one out there. I'll throw 50,
so 50th.yc.edu.
Well, what a lot of hard work. We appreciate everything that Yavapai College does for the community, and we appreciate our partnership with Yavapai College as well. Happy
as
birthday.
Do we. Thank
happy
you.
Birthday, and we'll be there this Saturday, so look for us, everyone, and good luck to all these things.
Excellent.
Thank you. You betcha.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
President Donald Trump has called for strengthening our military.
This budget will be a public safety and national security budget, and it will include a historic increase in defense spending.
And Kelly Ward, she disagreed with President Trump. Ward wanted to cut funding for our military fighting the war on terror. And when it comes to fighting ISIS, Donald Trump will do what it takes to keep America safe.
We have to knock the hell out of them.
But Kelly Ward disagreed with Donald Trump again. Kelly Ward called for restraint in the fight against ISIS.
What is your response to ISIS?
Restraint and realism.
Kelly Ward, restraint in fighting ISIS, cutting military funding, not helping President Trump. Kelly Ward is wrong for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is from Paychex, Lori Wallner. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, and I think Paychex is a chamber member.
They're very much a chamber member.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you so much for having me. My name is, again, Lori Wallner, and I am the large market HR services consultant in this area. I handle everybody from Phoenix all the way to Flagstaff if they have more than 50 employees.
Okay.
So I really specialize in everything from pre-hire to retire.
Okay.
I have multiple partners that work up here for Paychex as well. Most significant is the partner I work with regularly, Lisa Kilween.
Mm-hmm.
She spends a lot of time up here, at least 2 days a week, and I'm up here on a regular basis, and together she and I work clients with over 50 employees.
Okay. And for our listeners that may not understand what that means, what exactly, Paychex is a company that handles
initially
money, obviously.
A lot of money, absolutely. We're one of the two largest payroll providers in the nation.
Yep.
But one of the things that really makes us unique is our tie-in to local community and local service. That's really what we're known for. So originally we were in payroll, and then as time has gone on, as we've continued to acquire entities and build our portfolio, we now handle everything from hiring services all the way to retirement services, benefits, and certainly we are considered the leader in HR outsourcing. I think some of the things that we're most proud of is the fact that for the last 9 years, we are the only payroll provider that is listed as the top 100 most ethical companies in America.
That's something to note.
It is. It is, and we're all very proud of it.
Absolutely.
We are the only payroll and HR company that is endorsed by the AICPA with the CPA community. And so we've got a lot to brag about. 2 years ago, they switched us from a payroll company on Wall Street to a technology company. And so we're really known for our technology as well. So Paychex is an exciting place to work and be.
It sounds like your company is growing and growing and growing as we grow here in Prescott.
Absolutely. And we want to grow right along with you.
Now,
absolutely.
How can folks get a hold of you?
My direct contact information is 520-444-7439. Again, that's 520-444-7439. And if I'm not the contact for what you're looking for, I will certainly get you in contact with the right person to help you.
And a website, too, for a little bit of information?
Pretty easy there, paychex.com.
There you go.
And, Lori, how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company for the past 4 years.
Okay, great.
I'm in a little unique position because I was a client of Paychex before I came to work here. And I still own a small business myself down in Tucson. So I live the same challenges as my clients, and I experience the service of Paychex on a firsthand basis.
Well, I think it's great to have a resource like this in our community where, you know, a lot of times it's hard to be the owner and then also be responsible for keeping up on all the changes. Can you tell us a little bit about how do you keep up with all the payroll changes that are going on? You must have, your emails must be just blowing up with all of the information.
Well, they do keep us busy.
Yes.
There's no question.
Yeah.
So I think one of the leaders why we're the leader in HR outsourcing, which is kind of what you're talking about,
yes.
Compliance, risk,
compliance,
all of those things
yes.
that happen on a state, local, and national level, is that we have 500 HR generalists that work directly with our clients, literally going to their business and working with them on a regular basis. That's nationwide. We have a fabulous HR generalist that comes and works with our clients here in Prescott Valley and in Prescott. So when you think about the fact that we can give that on-site personalized service, that helps us a lot. We also have almost unlimited resources available to us. We have 100 analysts that work for the company, and that is all they do. State by state, state and federal, they watch for changes, they watch for compliance. So if you're an HR client of Paychex, you most certainly are being kept up to date.
That's great to know. Now, I know you identified that you're with 50 and over. That's 50 employees and over.
That's correct.
But you also service the smaller businesses, too. Your company can.
Absolutely. My partner, Nora Madrid, she does the same thing that I do, only she works with the smaller market. She has a partner that handles payroll and technology that she works directly with. And then the larger clients are Lisa Kilween and I.
Well, and I think that for whatever size business you are, this is certainly something to take a look at. I know that I've been familiar with the business, even in Michigan, where I came from, we worked with you guys, and it's a really good service, and it's important to be able to keep on top of all of those things.
Yeah, I think, too, with the changes in healthcare, you know, some of the things that are now required of ACA reporting.
Yes.
You know, there's just so many issues that those of us that own a small business face every single day. And people are looking for affordable ways to outsource some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they, like many of my clients, they have an HR person, but how does that one person do it all? How do they know it all? You know, so we come in and we basically work as backup and support and assist those people so that they have unlimited resources available to them to do their job.
Absolutely. Well, what else is going on with Paychex?
Well, you know, Paychex is really looking for partnerships that are for a lifetime. So we give a client a lot of options on how they can do business with us. Some of my clients do payroll with us. Some of them do not. Some of them just use HR outsourcing. So we let you have a choice. It's not one size fits all. I think, too, that one of the things that helps us is we have experts in all we do. Mm-hmm. So if it's timekeeping or payroll or HR, you're working with someone that's their expertise. That you don't have to worry about. They don't have to know it all on the front end for the client either. You can work in our bundles, like our HR bundles, which is what I do for the most part. Sometimes that involves co-employment. Sometimes it doesn't. But we give our clients the option. If you just want to be a payroll client of ours and want that service, great. If you want to find ways to bundle your resources, we can do that as well. I think that one of the things that I know as a small business person is the biggest difference between a small business and a large business is the amount of resources available to them. So our specialty is bringing those large business resources to small business. That's really what we do.
That's perfect. I love that. And so you live here in the area?
I live in North Phoenix.
Okay.
And I've been burning up the freeway a lot. It's much cooler, so I never mind coming up here. And this rainstorm today has been beautiful.
Yeah. There's usually a beautiful rainbow and all that fun stuff.
Exactly. One thing that I think the clients up here and businesses here should be aware of, we are originally based out of Rochester, New York, and that's always been our headquarters. Off of Bell Road in North Phoenix, we have built our West Coast headquarters here.
Oh.
So clients that are serviced in the state of Arizona are serviced by people right here in the Phoenix metro area. They certainly know who their payroll specialist is. They know the name of their HR contact as well. So we really do have a ton of resources available almost in an unprecedented way on the West Coast here in Phoenix. So it makes it a lot of fun.
Are there any tips that you can offer to anyone right now in regards to your profession?
I think the number one thing I'm hearing from my clients literally daily is everything kind of changed. 2 years ago, I was talking to clients and they had people lined up ready to take a job. Now things have really switched. Now it is absolutely a buyer's market, if you will, and small businesses have got a lot of work. They're doing really well, but they can't find the employees to necessarily fill their job. So I focus a lot of my time on creative recruiting, affordable ways to recruit employees. And then the other issue they're having is people are shopping for jobs because they know it's a really tight job market. It's an open job market for them. So I'm really helping my clients understand here are the ways that we retain an employee. So businesses are forced to look at their benefit programs. They're forced to say, am I giving ongoing education and training to these people? Am I developing my employees? And the conversation has really switched to that right now in the marketplace.
Well, I'm really happy that you bring that up, and I can tell you with testimony, the city of Prescott and myself, we've been visiting with businesses here in Prescott, and we're hearing exactly that. With the unemployment rate being at a national low of 4%, I know we were talking to an HR specialist yesterday who worked for a large firm, been doing this for 30 years, and said he's never seen it like this before.
That's exactly what I'm experiencing out there. And I think that the good news about that is that not only is business better, but they have a little more money to reinvest in their employees and reinvest in their companies. And they know that if they can get the right people, they have the opportunity to expand at a very rapid pace. So our job is to come in there and give them those Fortune 500 programs that can help take them to that next level. And that's really where I focus most of my time.
Wow, that must be incredibly fun, but very busy.
I have a blast. Nobody has a better job than I do, no doubt about it.
Well, Lori, can you tell us what is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
I know because of my own struggles as a business owner that when somebody can walk in my door and bring a ton of value, give me a great price, show me a way to fix one of my problems, that's a great day for me. So, what I was joking that I have the best job in the world, but I'm seldom in a situation where I meet with a client where I can't at least give them some kind of solution for a problem that they're facing. And for me, that is the funnest thing I do.
Aw, that's great to know.
And if our listeners want to learn more about the company, where would they go? How do they contact you?
They can call me directly at 520-444-7439. Also, my partner, Lisa Kilween, she is going to be hosting one of the events at the Business to Farm event in September on the 15th. She's going to have a booth there for us. So there will be additional information available there through her and her contact information as well. So we would just love to continue to get to know the businesses here, and we really do appreciate the time here today.
Well, we appreciate having you, and boy, we are looking forward to that farm-to-table event on Saturday, September 15th.
Hey, I hear there's wine, great food. It all sounds good to me.
Yeah, you
looking
bet.
Looking forward to
and
it.
And all the business expos as well.
Absolutely.
So, well, thank you again for your time, and thank you for being a part of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And we really appreciate your time today, too.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Have you ever watched a stick horse barrel race? You remember building and naming your own stick horse when you were a kid? Well, Olson's Arizona Equipest will help you remember the good old days. That's right. All you have to do is show up at Olson's Arizona Equipest Saturday, September 15th at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds and get in on the fun. Stick horse races, Dutch oven cooking demonstrations, antique tractors on display, and much, much more. See daring trick rider Brandy Phillips perform and local law enforcement show off the prowess of their canine officers, which, by the way, are fed free by Olson's. How about a free dog protection demo given by Farb and Holt Kennels and Dog Training? Yes, I said free. As a matter of fact, the whole event is free thanks to our sponsors. Free admission and parking. You just come in and enjoy the over 40 vendor booths, shopping, and food. Oh, I forgot to mention, it is Equifest, so there'll be lots of beautiful and talented horses there, too. You might even stay late for the Legacy Ranch Horse Sale. Olson's Arizona Equifest is a can't-miss family event, but enough just isn't.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Lawmen stop a wrong-way driver in the nick of time early this morning. DPS spokesman Bart Graves says DPS joined the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and Wickenburg to stop the driver on U.S. 60 near Morristown.
The driver of this wrong-way is Victoria Paloma. She is being charged with aggravated DUI.
No accidents occurred in this wrong-way incident. The stage is set for Prescott Valley's 40th anniversary celebration this weekend.
The celebration starts at 9 Saturday morning with a car show, an art show at the Civic Center, and community information booths during a live appearance on yesterday's Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation Director Brian Witte explained closure of Lakeshore Drive.
That's going to happen on Friday afternoon, evening.
Town of Prescott Valley spokeswoman Heidi Doms-Foster says,
we are able to offer inflatable and other fun items for free.
parents, bring your kids out, bring yourselves out.
The celebration continues on Sunday with an ice cream social, a town history experience, and a performance by an ABBA tribute band. A complete list of activities in the Civic Center area is available at pvaz.net. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Widely scattered brief monsoon showers and spot storms continue today and tonight, lessening into your KQ&A weather weekend with a mostly cloudy low late tonight near 61. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming Thursday through Saturday around those storms to about 83. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers and storms through Saturday, a late night low around 67. Daily highs through Saturday in the low 90s. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
And now the Arizona Lottery presents the Fantasy Five, 5 Seconds of Fantasy. This concludes the Fantasy Five, 5 Seconds of Fantasy, presented by the Fantasy Five $1 million giveaway. From now until August 31st, every Fantasy Five ticket you purchase can be entered into a drawing for a chance to win $1 million. Enter at ArizonaLottery.com.
You can't win if you don't play!
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're going to be introducing our next guest, which is going to be a lot of fun. And you guys are going to be the show next Wednesday for us here.
Yes, yes. We have Robert Milligan here representing Prescott Media Center. And Robert and I are going to do the Robert and Robert show next week.
In fact, when she said, Robert, will you introduce, I was about to be like, so sitting next to me, we have Robert from the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, exactly.
Robert's what? I'm going to have to change my name. So welcome, Robert Milligan from Prescott Media Center.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for letting me come back. We both know how much I love the Chamber, and I love getting to talk on the radio as well.
We enjoy what you do, too. Yeah. So tell us all about Prescott Media Center.
Yeah, Prescott Media Center, we are the community media center here in Prescott. We also have been the public access channel for Prescott for 32 years, I believe so. Yeah, we're still going strong.
Most people know that name. Yep.
Most people know Access 13. We now go by Prescott Media Center. Got a bit of a facelift, and now we're community media. We do a lot of live streaming. We do ribbon cuttings for the chamber
We do a lot of ribbon cuttings.
We do a lot of ribbon, well, almost all ribbon cuttings.
Yes.
If I can't physically go to it, that's usually when we don't do it.
We keep Prescott Media Center very busy.
Oh, I know.
But he does love what he does.
I do. I do love what I do. Anyway. And I would do nothing else if I couldn't do this. And, one of the things I really want to talk about is something that we've been working almost 2 years or so on, and we're finally making it a reality, and that is our brand new launching on September 28th. Veterans Access channel. It's a brand new channel. We're known for Channel 64. We're going to have a Channel 65, so those who watch us on Cable 1 can just flip one more channel up and boom, VA 65.
And how easy can that be?
It's so easy, there's no reason why you shouldn't be doing it, Robert. So
there you go.
I will be calling you.
Well, I have to say, this is so exciting. This is great news, and it really ties in with something that we started this year, too, and I focused on the veterans in this market. So.
Oh, exactly. The demographic for veterans in Prescott and really all of Yavapai County is one of the largest, I think, in the country. It's like 16%. So one of the reasons why we've wanted to do this for so long is just the fact that it's such a large demographic, and I feel like they're not as well represented, or there's the connection between veterans and our community is not really as strong as it could be. A lot of the services that are available for veterans, they're not aware of it. And the organizations that want to reach veterans a lot more than they already are now, they don't have an avenue. They don't have like a centralized location to reach veterans. And that's really what we're looking to this Veteran Access Channel is going to be. It's 100% veterans. It's going to be it's going to have entertainment for them. We're going to have some fun.
Wow.
It's going to be educational. They are going to be able to learn about the different services that are out there for them. They're the different organizations that are out there that support them, and the different like kind of like GI bills and stuff like that that every veteran has access to. We're working with the Department of Veteran Affairs, the VA. We're working with the Disabled American Veterans, Veteran Resource Center, U.S. Vets. There's actually very few organizations that we're not working with, like on the channel, and that's really, we wanted it to be a collaborative effort. Everyone getting together and putting their content on to really reach properly veterans here in this county.
Well, I find this sounds like something very unique and something that we should be very honored to have here in our own community. I don't know if I've ever heard of this anywhere else.
Yeah, it's kind of, we've done some research and there's been some stuff over the time, but it's really within just like 1 to 5 other examples. It's really kind of the first of its kind, and it's a long time coming, in my opinion, that something like this should exist. And the goal that we have is that it's not like we're the only ones that are like creating it and putting it together, but it's a collaborative effort. So we have people providing content. We have, we're going out to local businesses to get them to help sponsor the channel, get them to put that together, getting volunteers to help out with it. It's really, the community is coming together through this channel to serve veterans.
And so our listeners know, the Prescott Media Center is a nonprofit organization yourself.
We are.
And so the only way that you get these things funded is by the help of our business community and other ideas. But that one's the main one.
Yes, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and sponsorships, donations to us is tax deductible, and we really thrive on business support. So we thank all of the businesses that do support us, and those that don't, come on, what's going on?
help out. Well, and I think what another great opportunity for businesses in this resource is this VA 65 Veterans Access Channel 60 on Channel 65.
Yep.
I think that's so exciting. And from what I recall when we were having conversations before, you know, you're going to have the show, but then you have the resources that are going to be listed as well. So you might miss the show, but you're still going to be, people are still going to have access to getting this information.
Right, exactly. Yeah. If they want to learn any more about, Prescott Media Center and all that we do, they can go to our website, prescottmediacenter.org, or give us a call, 928-445-0909. I'm always excited to talk to, a member, a sponsor, really anybody. I'm excited to talk to anybody about television and media. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always excited when I get to come on the radio because I just like talking to people and I like interacting.
Well, the VA 65 to me sounds like a really good resource for our community members.
Absolutely, yeah.
Totally, because I, you know, talking with people like I do at the visitor center all day long, there's so many folks that don't know how many organizations are out there that help our veterans in this area.
And we're working right now in Prescott, but the goal is really to, it's a countywide channel.
Well,
so
this will
really
get the word out for sure.
I really hope so, yeah.
Well, and you know, we were recently voted one of the most patriotic communities, and well, we are the most patriotic community in the state of Arizona, that we were given that award. So, again, this just ties in nicely, and it's great to have this resource under one roof, like you said, because it is kind of scattered, even though we try our best. So anything that, you know, I suspect if you're looking for, maybe there's a veterans group out there that we don't know about.
Oh, absolutely.
So this would be another resource.
And I'm sure there's many.
To get a hold of
us. If you're listening and you happen to be running or you're a part of a veterans group and you've never heard of VA 65 or Prescott Media Center before, definitely give us a call because we want everyone to be a part of this.
And we have kept you busy today. You're on the show right now, but earlier we you were doing a walkthrough with the ribbon cutting. Let's talk about it. You've got
yes,
a special ribbon cutting coming up.
We have a ribbon cutting for VA 65 that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks, actually. It'll be Thursday, September 6th at 4 o'clock at the VA hospital in their theater. And I've been instructed by our VA representative to kind of give kind of a general idea about how if one wanted to come to this, where they would be best to park. And as you're entering the VA, you really want to kind of go to the right. There's a bunch of parking lots, and the first couple of parking lots are specifically made for event parking. And there will be signs, and there will be chamber ambassadors guiding your way. So it is kind of a maze over at the VA hospital, but we are definitely going to be there to get people to the theater to come and show their support for this brand new channel.
Well, and I've never been to the theater. I've been on the campus, but not the theater. So
yeah,
I'm kind of excited to see this.
Yeah, it's very exciting. There's a lot of people. I hadn't been to the theater, and I'd been to the VA like a number of times because we stream the Veterans Day Parade. We've been streaming that for years now. So, and it's going to be really exciting to not only stream that, but then also put it on a channel.
Right. One dedicated to our veterans.
Exactly, yeah.
That is exciting. Hopefully you'll have it on the other channel, too.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yes, well,
I mean, it's still Prescott, so it'll still be on the Prescott
exactly.
channel.
Exactly.
Right.
So can you give us a teaser about that first show? You said there's going to be some entertainment. I know we're not singing, so.
Well, there's going to be entertainment on the channel, and
yes.
I can kind of talk briefly about the different kind of shows that we will have. We're working with the VA. They're bringing their show back, Veteran Views and News. We've got a Veteran Resource Roundup with Team Red, White, and Blue. Pillar Talk is coming from the American Legion, and then I'm kind of selfish in that I've definitely got a favorite child in all of this, and that is a veteran success story, Heroes Next Door.
Mm. Wow.
So, again, if you want to learn more about that, go to PrescottMediaCenter.org or give us a call. That number is 928-445-0909.
Well, what a great resource for the area. We're so thankful that we have Prescott Media Center here. It's such a great resource to all of us in the community. And Robert, I just want to say so that everyone can hear, you've been a great asset for
You're talking
the
to
Prescott
me, right?
Chamber.
Not this Robert? Okay.
Well, yes.
This is a Prescott Media, Robert.
Right. This is a Prescott
I'm
Media,
I'm the other
Robert.
One.
That's right. But it's been a great partnership with us since I started. I know we've worked together very closely, and I appreciate everything that you do. And I think the one thing that I'd like to share is that you are all over town recording all of the events that are going on, and you're creating this history. You're saving our history here because you're documenting these things. And I really greatly appreciate that. And I know that if anybody is looking for some things that have been in the past, you can go to YouTube. I think you have them on your website.
Yep.
But, you know, that's the thing that I think is so great is you do record all the parades. You know, grandmas and moms and dads can see their little ones in the parade. And this is a big deal.
Yeah, we're finding out that even the athletic events that we do, the soccer games and whatnot, their grandparents and their family members that are maybe across the country can watch their little ones like play and do great things. And to me, that's really what media should be. It's a way to connect people through wherever they are. And that's really what Prescott Media Center is and what the Veterans Access Channel is.
Well, I appreciate everything that you do for us, and thank you very much. And our listeners can enjoy both Roberts next Wednesday at 4 o'clock here for the Prescott Chamber Talk.
This should be interesting. Huh?
Yes, yes.
We're going to be doing a ribbon cutting for the airlines, and so I'm going to be a little busy with that, flying on that first flight to L.A., so I appreciate that you can step in and help us out with that.
Yeah, no problem. It's my pleasure. It's an honor to replace Sherry for just 1 week.
There you go.
On the radio. No, nowhere else.
I was going to say, hey, I'll give you the desk.
Yeah, no.
He's busy enough.
There you go. Well, thanks again. And everyone, stay tuned for VA 65 Veteran Access. Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And Robert, it's just us now. We're here to talk about what's going on in Prescott.
Thank you, Sherry. Yeah, there's lots of things, as usual, going on in Prescott for the weekend. And, of course, it's the weekend of the 24th through the 26th. On Friday, It's Voila Tour in Prescott, which is the French Connection up close and personal, put on by the Mountain Artist Gallery from 5 to 7. And their contact's 445-2510 or mountainartistguild.org. Again, that's Voila Tour in Prescott. Get on their website. There's lots of other things going on for the next few days with Voila. Also, it's a fourth Friday art walk in downtown Prescott Galleries, and that's Friday, August 24th from 5 to 8. More information on that, you can come down to the Prescott Chamber. We do have brochures with all the galleries on there. So come on down to the Visitor Information Center and pick up a brochure. Tribute to the music and the heritage of New Orleans is at the Elks Theater at 7 o'clock, again on Friday the 24th. And that's a part of the Prescott Jazz Summit. And PrescottElksTheater.com, more information on that. Again, 7 p.m. at the Elks Theater on that one. Let's see, what else? I could go on and on.
Exactly. Well, we always have our historical downtown walking tours.
Yep, that's always a great one.
Yeah, that's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday,
this week?
Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Visitor Information Center. You'll learn all about Prescott. It's great for newcomers and for folks that have lived here for years. You always pick up something.
And my personal favorite is the Prescott Farmers Market, and that's going to be going on at Yavapai College from 7:30 to noon, and that's all, again, part of the whole 50th anniversary celebration that will all be in the same time period.
That's right. So you can go to the Farmers Market, and then you're right there for the Yavapai College 50th anniversary kickoff party.
One other fun thing I want to point out is the Cornhole Tournament fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity, and that's out at Mortimer Farms on Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m. And, again, all these things are on our community calendars. You can go to Prescott.org.
Prescott.org, pick them up, just click on events, and it's all right there. Or they do weekly calendars at the Visitor Information Center if you want to pick it up that way, too.
Very good. Well, thank you again to all of our guests that were here today, and we appreciate everything that's going on in our community. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.